Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility on behalf of an applicant or applicants, press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert. We will contact you to start the other parts of your application. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment. My name is Kamisha. May I ask who am I speaking with today?
Hi, Rocky Peterkin.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Hiawatha Peterkin. I just spoke with the agent from Palliative Care Service. Tell me to call you for an assessment.
All righty. Can you spell your name for me, please?
It's H-I-A-W-A-T-H-A. That's the first name. H-I-A-W-A-T-H-A. First name, last name is Peterkin, P-E-T-E-R-K-I-N.
All righty. And may I have the phone number you're calling from?
215-768-6220.
Okay. One moment.
Hold on. I'm not sure if it's like phone number. Hold on. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
215-768-6220. That's it. That was right. That's my number.
Okay. I now need to obtain personal information. Please note, will not speak to anyone in regards to the application without the applicant's written or verbal permission. May I please have your date of birth?
Date of birth was 6/28/1960.
May I have your complete address?
Okay, it's 1912 Gerard Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. 19130. West Gerard, G-I-R-A-R-D.
Okay, one moment here. And Do you have an old address?
My old address? Yeah, 1283 Winnehocken Street. That's WIMGOHOCKING, Philadelphia, PA, 19140. That's my old address.
May I have your social security number?
All right, now, I'm just going to get my social security number, so this is a legit company, right?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
I'm trying to verify right. that I'm speaking with the correct person, so that's why I asked.
Okay, good. All right, I got you. That's a good thing, too, but I want you to be speaking to the right person. You ready? 203-506837.
Thank you. Okay, because the address that we have in the system is not the address that you had gave, so that's why I was asking for your social.
What address is that? Okay, the address is 1912 West Rod Avenue.
We have a 1701 West Lehigh Avenue.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Wow. Well, you know, that sounds like... I don't have a data address. That's like identity fraud. Yeah, really, huh? Lehigh Avenue. I never let only have. Oh, that's crazy. Do you have a name under that name? See what he did? See that? He gave the address. Yeah, say the address again.
1701 West Lehigh Avenue.
Ma'am, I never leave that address. Under what name?
Give me one moment. Attention. Do you have a son? Because it says your name, Junior.
Yes, I do. Hiawatha Petigan Junior.
Yes.
But I never lived on that avenue.
All right. And... your address, your current address is the 1912?
Yes.
Okay. Give me the address one more time. 1912.
West Gerard Avenue. That's your point.
And how do you spell Gerard?
Okay. G-I-R-A-R-G. That's fucking Pete. He gave an address. He gave my name and address. Ma'am, I got this dispute right here. Now, you said you have a formal, excuse me, ma'am. This is the healthcare service, right? And under my name, you have an address on Lehigh Avenue?
Yes.
Because I never lived on Lehigh Avenue. I think somebody just used my name. But I never lived on Lehigh Avenue. Okay. Now, what's the address they gave my name for on Lehigh Avenue? Because I never lived on Lehigh Avenue. I never used that address, ever. Now, what address is that again?
Give me one moment. I need to verify the address you gave me. You said the zip code is 19130?
Right.
Okay. Right. And the other address is 1701 West Lehigh Avenue. Number H, Philadelphia, 19132.
Okay, that's good. Okay, under what name?
It says attention, and then it has your name, Junior.
Mm-hmm. I'm a junior.
Okay, give me one moment. I need to verify your information in our
state
system.
Could you tell me
I went ahead and updated your address.
Yes, I understand that. Can you tell me that address is used?
Okay, give me one moment.
Hold on.
You ready for the address?
Yes, ma'am.
1701 West Lehigh Avenue.
Right. Under what
name? Number 8. Philadelphia.
Okay.
And the zip code is 19132.
Right. I got it. But what name is under that address? Because I never lived at Ehigh Avenue. I never get an address. Hiawatha Peterkin Jr. I am Hiawatha Peterkin Jr., but I never use the address for any health care service.
Okay.
So with the healthcare,
this was done back in December. Someone put the address in. So.
December? That's about the time I went away, too. Yeah. That's the time I was out of the city. Exactly right.
So just bear with me a few moments while I'm verifying your information in our state system.
That's your boy. I was out of the city at that time, man. Well, who gave my information? He only lived on Ehigh Avenue, and he only want to know my name. Come on, man.
No.
It was this year, December.
On Ehigh Avenue.
He gave it. Hello, ma'am. Who gave it that?
Mm-hmm.
Who else want my name?
Give me a couple moments. I'm still verifying your information in our state system.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You right. He ain't do it. He won't do nothing like this. Okay. He ain't do it. Somebody else did it.
Don't ask him nothing. Don't ask him nothing. Like he will tell you.
Alrighty.
Okay.
And how can I assist you today, sir?
Yes. Oh, you know what, ma'am? I'm kind of upset right now. I might not even need this number. Just give me a minute. Just give me 1 minute.
Okay.
You stay sitting there. He ain't do it. He wasn't like that, fool. Oh, never mind. Hello, ma'am. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't even want to listen. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment, and you have a good day.
Hold on. Wait, ma'am. Hold on. Well, I really need this assistance. Just give me a minute, because somebody
you're calling to apply. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but I'm just now finding out somebody's been using my name and another address. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of upset right now.
Okay, I do understand that.
You know. Okay, man, let's go on with the interview. That's crazy. He probably opened up all kinds of stuff in my name. You know that, right?
So today I can help you apply for home and community-based waiver services. These services can help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. The Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs for providing long-term supports and services based on your asset needs. If you're an elderly adult or have a physical disability or a traumatic brain injury, you may be eligible to receive support services in the home or in the community. Those services may include, for example, help with bathing, dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of emergency alert systems or home modifications, a managed care organization selected by you. Will help find providers and manage these services. To qualify for these services, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. Also, PA residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for life as a community health choice alternative. The LIFE program is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system using an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center supplemented by in-home and referral services based on participant needs. With either program you choose, we will schedule the initial visit with the enrollment case manager. At the initial visit, we come to the home, complete a financial application for Medicaid, review the medical history, select a managed care organization, service coordination, or life provider. Managed care organizations help coordinate physical health care, long-term services, and supports. They will manage, coordinate, and direct your services from now on, as well as that to your personal caseworker. Managed care organizations will partner with service coordination agencies. Service coordination agencies will provide the one-on-one direct care services recommended and approved by the managed care organization. Please keep in mind that the services and hours you will receive are determined by the managed care organization. life provider, or service coordination agency after their enrollment is completed. Services can include, but are not limited to, home health aides, nursing services, home modifications, day programs, and transportation services. The application process can take up to 90 days. Are you interested in proceeding?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Would you like to sign up to receive checks or email notices about the case?
Yes.
And the 215-768-6220 is a good phone number to use?
Yes.
Okay. By providing your cell phone number, agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting text messages from Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment, reply stop. You understand you get messages at different times and that message and data rates may apply. Do you agree to the terms and conditions?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. Just grant me a couple moments here, filling out this form. And the zip code 19130, is that correct?
Yes.
Just pass me a couple moments while I'm filling out information. Your county is Philadelphia, correct?
Yes.
As far as the application process, we send a physician certification form to the doctor to fill out. May I have your doctor's first and last name?
I don't have a doctor. I have a primary care doctor at the VA, but I haven't been down in a while, so I don't know how much to go about that. He sent to the VA. They can give me my primary doctor's name.
So we would need, let's see. Yeah, we would need the name to send it to. Okay. So once you get the information, just give us a call back, because part of the application process is we send the form, we text the form to the doctor to fill out.
At the VA. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Give me one
okay,
moment.
What's the other step? Okay.
Can you just rest in a couple moments? I'm verifying some more information. Alrighty, I'm still filling out the application, so bear with me a couple moments.
As you do that, ma'am, I had a couple questions for you. But I believe I know this person used my name. Some male went to his place, right, some time ago, and I think this person took my information off the mail. All right, ask you, I need to ask you some questions and the exact date. And what services provided under that name.
All right. So you would have to contact the county assistance office. I don't have that information. I'm only able to assist with the waiver application.
Right.
Okay. And your written and spoken language is English, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You said his name was used before, and I didn't use his agency before. Matter of fact, it's the first time, but I just turned 65 in June. So as far as being having home health care, I never had it, and I do believe that somebody just stole my identity. And I need to know, was that support service provided under that name? Did you have service provided?
Okay, I do understand what you're saying.
Was it 2005?
So I was only able, give me one moment and I'll look back, but I'm not able to see any services. I was only verifying the address that I see in the system, which that is in the state system.
Right, right.
So if you wanted to see if anyone has used your information to get any services, you would contact the county assistance office to see if you've been signed up for any other services. And the address was December 2025.
2025, exactly. December 2025, okay. That's recently. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
So we now need to schedule an intake visit. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Okay.
You got a question?
Go ahead, ma'am. Yeah, you said contact the intake. No, he said, I had to contact who to find out who was using the address. County assistance office. That's welfare?
Yes.
County assistance office. What number, what do I call that under?
Okay, so one moment and I'll look up that number for you. We now need to schedule an intake visit, which will be scheduling for the Community Health Choices Waiver. Currently, we're doing an in-home visit. We'd like to schedule the visit within the next 7 days. If you have any upcoming appointments, we can work around that. If anyone attending with you, we can work around that as well. Just to verify, I have your address as 1912 West Girard Avenue, Philadelphia, 19130. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have your phone number as 215-768-6220, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you don't need interpreter services, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay. One moment, let me see what we have available. We have Monday, March 23rd, and we have 12 o'clock. Is that a good day and time for you?
What day is that on?
Monday.
Monday. Okay. Monday, March 23rd. At what time?
At 12.
12. Okay. 12. Okay. All
right. Is that a good day and time for you?
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, give me one moment.
Now, when they come, they have to call because, hello? Ma'am?
Yes.
When they come, they have to call my number because we have a secure locks on the door, you know, with the number, the code, and they don't have a bell. I'm on the second floor. And I press that bell many times. It doesn't ring in all the apartments. So just tell the person who's coming to call so I'll be here. And I can come down and let them in. Just give them instructions to call the
number.
You said
first. Them to call you when they get there so you can let them in?
Right. Because we don't have, I'm in a boarding, rooms, and the bell doesn't ring in every room. So they have tried to call
just
me.
One moment while I'm still scheduling this.
Okay.
The appointment was scheduled with Yamaline Alvarez. She will arrive to your address Monday, March 23rd, between 12 and 2. Okay. Give me one moment. And then the phone number that you asked about, let me know when you're ready to write it down. I have it for you.
Yeah, county assistant. Got to find out.
You ready to write down the phone number?
Yes. I'm trying to. I got one arm. Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. It's 215.
Go ahead, ma'am.
560. 5500.
Okay, that's county assistant.
Did you get it?
Yeah. Now, when I call him up, I ask him the last time. What questions did I ask him? This just came all of a sudden. Would I ask them to find information
I guess you would like to verify what assistance you applied for and what address that they have in the system for you because you think someone else used your name to apply for assistance.
I know they did. Especially if they live on Lehigh Avenue. I know they did. I'm positive that they did. They used my name. They used Junior. Nobody even knows me by that name. You know, I'm Islamic. I use my Islamic name. And if somebody had to read my mail, right, to know to use that name. And plus Junior. Nobody knows I'm a junior, you know. So nobody on Lehigh Avenue anyway. I know this person did that. I know this person is guilty of identity theft. I know it is.
Okay, I'm sorry you have to go through that.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and read to you the requirements to prepare for the in-home intake visit. Just to confirm one more time, Yamilin Alvarez will arrive at your address Monday, March 23rd between 12 and 2 to serve the greatest number of people. We not provide a specific time for the appointment. A female.
Okay.
We do not provide a specific time.
Okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, you had a question?
Yes. She's at the intake interviewer, right?
Yes.
This is the interviewer, right? Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
Yes. All right. So we don't provide a specific time for the appointment, but a window of time. She will arrive within a block of time we have scheduled. The appointment will take approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. You'll receive a reminder call prior to the appointment from our outbound dollar to confirm you'll be home and available at the scheduled time. Then we'll make case manager let you know of any additional information they may need for verification purposes. When the enrollment case manager arrives, please make sure to have some form of identification available, such as a driver's license or other photo ID, social security number, any medical information, such as medical assistance access card, MCO card, doctor's name, address, and fax number. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anyone you would like to add as an authorized representative to your case?
As far as representative, I mean, like, what do you mean by representative?
So you can add
the person
anyone
that's gonna take care of me?
Your case to, no. So, like, if you can't call in, that they can call in for you.
No, I'm on right now. I'm on.
Okay. You may be able to receive assistance with navigating the enrollment process. Please contact PA Link at 1-800-753-8827 to inquire, to expedite the processing of the waiver application and to avoid delays. The enrollment case manager will assist you with completing the Compass application for long-term care services during your visit. You should gather any potential financial information or documents you think are relevant for the County Assistance Office financial review team so these can be submitted with the application. It is vital that you have copies of supporting financial documents needed to verify any income or assets to avoid delays in the application process. Examples are bank statements, pension plan. Go
bank
ahead.
Statements. What else? Like bank statements
pension
for what?
Plan.
Do I have a pension plan? Well, I'm on disability, so what kind of statements would I have for that?
You could have a copy of your award letter.
Award letter?
And
what do I do with that is? What else?
And
award letter for
burial contracts.
Say again?
Yes.
What kind of contract?
Burial contracts and life insurance policies, especially those with cash value.
No, I don't have life insurance. I'm a veteran, so I haven't applied for life insurance yet. I'm still kicking.
So we will back
paper I would need. I'm trying to figure out what kind of paper I would need for that information. So information is some kind of information to show that I have what is it? Is that life insurance? I don't have that. I'm a veteran. What else, ma'am?
Bank statements.
What kind of proof you need?
You need your bank statement, pension plan, 401k, 403b. Okay.
I don't have any one of those. 401k is when you fill out taxes.
It is.
I'm gonna tell you what I have, man. I have a bank account at Citizens Bank. Now, what kind of information can I get to use the show for?
So I would get my most recent bank statements from the bank.
All right.
And
you
then
you're
gonna
deposits and withdrawals.
The actual statement.
Okay. A bank statement with deposit or withdrawal. Okay, I got you. What else? Would that do it?
Yes, and so when the case manager comes out, they'll go over the documents with you as well.
Okay. So far, that's not bad. All right.
We will fax a physician certification form to the doctor. Will the doctor indicate that you have a traumatic brain injury?
Mm-hmm.
You have a traumatic brain injury? Okay. Well, the doctor is expected to return the form directly to us for the case to be processed. The physician certification form can be filled out by doctor. Okay, and
do you send a certification form to me? Oh, wait, no, one second, man. Do you send a certification form to me or my doctor? If you can send it to, I've been with the VA. That's when all my medical services are done. Now, when I had the medical, when I had the head, the trauma to the head was in 1980. I was 20 years old, right? And I went. My medical services were provided by the VA hospital. I'm a veteran. All right. So Do I send those papers to the VA? I don't have the same primary care doctor. My primary care doctor is no longer at the VA anymore. I have a new primary care doctor.
So
how would that work?
Once you give us the doctor's name, phone number, fax number, we can send it. We can fax it directly to the doctor's office, and they can fax it directly back to us.
Mm-hmm. At the VA. But that, like I said, I wasn't my doctor when I was 20 years old, so I have a new VA. I have a new primary care doctor. I'm going to get that today.
Okay.
We have her name for you, his name or her name today. Call the VA and ask
so it is very important to have this form filled out, and so please work with the doctor to ensure the completeness and accuracy of the document. We will also contact the area agency on aging.
So they're going to send a form to the doctor's address I give you, or do I have to take it to the doctor? Once you send a form to the VA, right, they automatically want to send it to my primary care doctor. Because every veteran has a primary care doctor. So if you send those forms to the VA, they're going to automatically send to my primary care doctor. You understand? If they sent to the VA. Mm.
Yes, correct.
All right, so the forms are going to go to the VA.
Yes, once we get the information, we can fax the forms over.
To the VA.
Okay, so we will, to the VA. We will contact the local area agency on aging. The functional eligibility determination is needed as well. This assessment is completed by the local aging office. The area agency on aging will contact you to schedule an in-home visit to complete this process. We'll also notify the county assistance office that you're applying for home and community-based waiver services. They may ask for additional information to verify your current financial status. Please be prepared to submit supporting documentation if required. Once the physician certification or functional eligibility determination is received, the application will be reviewed for medical eligibility. If you are medically eligible, the case will be sent to the county assistance office to determine financial eligibility. If the county assistance require additional information, please provide that quickly to avoid delays in the enrollment process. At any point during this process, if you're found medically ineligible to receive services in the mail, paperwork in the mail with the right to appeal. If you need help with appeal, simply contact us, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker at 877-550-4227. We're here to provide beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions or concerns you have about the appeals process. Next, I'm going to give you your Harmony ID number, also known as a case number. Let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Okay, ma'am. I'm ready. Wait, hang on. Go ahead, ma'am. What number is this?
This is a Harmony ID number, also known as a case number.
Case number, right? Number. Okay, go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay.
Hello?
It is 11.
Go ahead.
Okay. Did you get the 11?
Go ahead, ma'am. Yes.
59.
11 5 1 3. Got it?
Yes.
11 5 9 5 1 3. Got it.
Yes. And you also can set up an account on our website, which is the it is
What's the account? What's that for? I'm not too good with the computers and the websites.
Okay, so in case you just wanted to check the status of your case or upload any documents, you would go to the website.
No, I don't think so. I would need help with that. I'm like website illiterate. Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. So we are here to provide support when needed. Can answer any questions or concerns you have. Also, we support applicants with complaints and grievances about the application process. Do you have any other questions?
No. All right. On a visit the 23rd, what will I have to have? The interview consists of when she comes.
So you would have the... you would have to have a Social Security card, any medical insurance information, photo ID, or a driver's license. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a driver's license. I have my Social Security card. Yes, I do. My Social Security card. Yeah, I think so. Well, I just have my driver's license. I don't have my Social Security card. What else? Do I have to have a Social Security card?
Social Security card, driver's license, or photo ID.
I have a driver's license, no Social Security card.
I'm not sure what they will say when they get there. They will be able to answer that question because I'm not sure.
I'll probably get a receipt for my Social Security. Yeah, great. I need my Social Security card anyway. I'll probably get that before she gets here, I hope. I think it's down in prison. Go ahead, ma'am.
And any medical information like insurance, card, medical assistance access card, MCO card. Okay.
Nope. None of that.
Right. And then don't forget to get the doctor's name, address, and fax number.
At the VA.
Yes.
Right? My primary care doctor. All right, now, you want to send an application to the VA? About my medical history?
So in order for me to send it, I need the doctor's name. I can't just send it because we have to address it.
I don't know
the
doctor's name.
Yeah, so that's why I said once you get that information, you can give us a call back so that we can send that information over. We can send this form over.
I'm going to give it today.
So we are open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I'm
going to
get it right now,
okay?
Gotcha.
And did you have any other questions?
No, I'm just going to do VA, get the doctor's name for you. I'll be calling. Will you pick up the phone? What number is this?
What number would you call from? We're the 877.
What number can I reach you at with the information?
Okay, 877.
See that? 877-550-422.
Seven, yes.
That is it? 4227. Now, when I call that number with the information, who will I give it to? Not you directly, right?
You, yeah, so whatever representative answers home.
Okay. I'll just give a number to the doctor's name, right?
Yes, you would give them the doctor's name and address and fax number if you get it.
All right. I'm going to get this primary care doctor's number right now. Okay?
All righty. And all right, again, my name is Misha. Would you like to complete an after-call survey?
No, I got to make some calls first to get this information for you. Tanisha, right?
All right. Yes. Well, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment, and you have a good day.
All right. Okay. Ma'am, can I ask you a question about that address? Now, if a person has my name and my Social Security number, he will have my date of birth too, right?
I'm not sure if they would have all of that
information. I don't think that bum got my name. I think he got my name, but I don't think the bum got my Social Security number. He got my Social Security number, probably. Probably do, because he's a rat. And he really is a rat. I have to say this to you. I hate to use this language, but he is a rat. But with that information being stolen, and a health provider come out, when she needs an identification with my name, on there, when she gave me the interview, like you asked me just now, but I'm trying to see if we got that thing processed.
So it is processed. We didn't. So the enrollment case manager don't know about the information being stolen. I updated your address.
No,
because
I
want to
know what
service.
Right. What I want to know is what the service is provided to that rat.
Okay, yeah, so that's why you would call the number that I gave you.
Nasty dude.
Yes. To the county assistance office, and they will be able to, like, answer all those questions for you.
All right, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you.
I'm glad I called.
I was totally unaware this person was using my information like that. That's identity stuff. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you have a good day, sir.
I am.